Good Wednesday morning, Marion, Kentucky. Today is press day. That means you can buy your Crittenden Press out on the newsstands, and we've got lots of great information in there and news, entertainment, sports, a number of things going on around the community, and we'll start in healthcare. Crittenden Community Hospital has a number of projects on the burner. They're opening a clinic over in Sturgis. The laboratory is getting ready to get a facelift. And for some of you that have been out there recently, you may understand that the emergency room has flip-flopped from the east side of the hospital over to the west side. So there's some things going on that patients need to know about, where you'll walk in and register right now, and then there's going to be some changes in that coming soon as well. So we're going to step on over to the hospital and see what's going on. Okay, I'm here with Sean Bright. We're standing basically at a crossroads in the Crittenden Community Hospital where all the main corridors come together. Sean, I'm just going to let you describe what's going on out here. A lot of things going on in healthcare in early 2025. You got another clinic coming to a nearby area. So just tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. We're excited about all the changes. We are looking at and have secured a building in Sturgis to open up Sturgis Family Care. So we're excited about expanding our footprint up that way and offering family care for those folks that are up there. Many of them already drive down here anyway, so it's a good opportunity for us to reach out to them and provide access there local. In addition, we have moved our emergency room. So we've taken the old ICU here, we've remodeled it and have repurposed it as an emergency room. A couple of reasons. It's more efficient for us. We have a little more space. So we went from 4 beds to 6 beds. So it gives us more room to take care of patients. We've centralized the nurses station so that all of our nurses can work together, whether they're on the side taking care of patients that are here in-house or whether they're in the emergency room. So from a supply perspective and a flow and just productivity perspective, we feel like that's a great deal to put all of our staff together, especially after hours and nights. Then we're excited about our walk-in clinic. Because of this relocation, it allowed us to open up a walk-in clinic with 3 exam rooms off of our emergency room. So anytime after hours when our clinics are closed, or even during inclement weather, you can come here and be seen. Currently, the hours are 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the weekends. Mm-hmm. But even during inclement weather or holidays, we'll open up our walk-in clinic for the community. So the first day we opened it, we saw 14. The second day, we saw 30. So we've had numbers in between there every day. So the need was there, and we're excited about stepping up and meeting that. And folks don't have to go out of town to get care after hours when they need it. So we'll continue to grow that and look at what the community needs and make sure that we can meet those needs.
And you also have some renovation going on pretty soon in the lab department, right?
We do. We were working with the state of Kentucky, and the Department of Rural Health gave us a nice grant to be able to remodel. If you've been here and had your blood drawn, that area's a little dated and needs some love. So we're going to take the dollars that they have given us and be able to open up and improve our draw stations, create 2 very nice draw stations where if you need blood, it'll help us get you in and out a little faster there. And also to work in the space where the staff work, we're going to improve that, new cabinets, and clean that area up nicely for them so they'll have better flow and make it nice and appealing for the staff there also.
Stepping on down to the emergency room, we ran into Amanda Biggers, who is the nurse practitioner staffing the emergency room, which is, again, now down on the west end of the hospital, which is the end next to Country Club Drive.
Okay, so we moved down to be closer to the nurses on the floor so that we could have all of our staff together. They're able to team nurse a little bit easier like that. We're able to share supplies, kind of put everyone down here together. We do have more rooms down here than we did in the previous ER, and we're also able to utilize some of our other rooms in the hall to be able to do a walk-in clinic to provide care to patients during the hours that their family practice provider will be closed.
And you're still somewhat in transition, correct?
Yes, we are still moving. And it's my understanding that probably the entrance that patients are going to be coming in will be moving once everything gets finalized and we get a different waiting room situation kind of taken care of. Mm-hmm.
And again, some of these improvements out at Crittenden Hospital have have already been completed. Some of them are a work in progress, and others are on the schedule for the coming weeks. Also, there's some work planned for that administrative building on the corner, and you can read more about it in your Crittenden Press this week. Now, if you live inside the Marion city limits, you will get some relief from all those limbs and debris and such that has been left over from the ice storm. All you need to do is cut that up into some manageable pieces so that one man can pick that up. And then the city of Marion has announced that they will have a crew come by and pick that debris up and take it out to the brush dump. All you need to do is call Marion City Hall once you have your debris to curbside. Don't push it out into the street. Don't leave it in a ditch. Just get it right to the edge of your property on the curb and call Marion City Hall. Now, if you've got a job that's a little bigger than that and you need some help or at least some equipment, give Roy Crane at Crane Equipment Rental and Tire Center a shout. Roy Crane, he's from down around Fredonia, but he has a place over in Princeton, a business, and he rents all kinds of equipment, implements of all sorts. He's got a Mini X, it's a virtually brand new John Deere skid steer, all kinds of lifts to get you up where you need to be whenever you have a project. Roy Crane, he's got just about everything you might need for your big project around the home or farm or for business. You can give him a shout. His phone number is 270-625-3910. Roy Crane prides himself on beating the competition. Check with him before you buy tires. You know, he's got tires to fit your budget and whatever vehicle you have in need of rubber. So give Roy Crane a call, Crane Equipment Rental and Tire Center. Again, 270-625-3910, and they deliver right to you so you can get the job done. And if you need a reference, just give me a shout because I have rented that Mini X before and really had a great experience using Roy Crane Equipment Rental and Tire Center. And recent obituaries are Linda Sue Campbell, 74, of Marion, who passed away on January 11th at her home. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Melva Laverne Eberly Doan, 82, of Berna, died January 10th. Boyd Funeral Directors and Cremation Services are in charge of arrangement. And get these meetings on your schedule. Crittenden County Fiscal Court will convene at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Thursday, January 16th at the Crittenden County Office Complex. And the Crittenden County Conservation District will have its Board of Directors meeting at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, January 16th, at its office on East Belleville Street. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling. Buying scrap metal right now. In local sports, the Lady Rockets have claimed their third straight All-A Classic Second Region Championship, the 10th in school history and fourth over the last 5 years. You can probably tag this program a dynasty, at least when it comes to the All-A Second Region Tournament. Coach Shannon Hodge, of course, she's been at this more than 30 years and has 10 of these regional championships. Quite remarkable. The Lady Rockets beat Lyon County 50-41 on Monday night to capture that title. Now, they will play next Wednesday, a week from today, at 8 p.m. in Owensboro at the Sports Center. They will take on the winner of the 15th region. That's far eastern Kentucky. It looks like it could be Pikeville, Paintsville, Betsy Lane, or Martin County. That tournament has not been decided at this time. Now, if you're interested in a bus ride up there, Patriot Tours, of course, that's Coach Dennis Hodge and Wayne Winters from out at the school. district. They have the coach line, and they will be carrying a group up there if they can get enough passengers. I think they need 30 to make a bus, and it's $40 a piece. And this is a luxury coach you'll be going in. That does not include your ticket. You'll have to get that on GoFan, but it'll be a direct trip up there and back, no stopping, to Owensboro. If you want to go and maybe catch a little nap on the way back, great opportunity to hitch a ride with those guys. Just give Coach Hodge a call or send him an email. You can get that information on the Crittenden Press website to let them know and make a reservation. Now, I'll get you last night's basketball scores in just a minute, but I want to tell you about Asa McCord, a Crittenden County senior. He's a rocket runner. He is a distance runner for the track and field team, as well as the Crittenden County cross country team. He is verbally committed to attend Georgetown University up in Lexington, right there near Lexington anyway, just north of it. And he will be running track and cross country for Georgetown. Congratulations to Asa McCord, who is also a pitcher on the Rocket baseball team. In basketball last night, the Lady Rockets won for the third time in fifth district play. They beat Trigg County 50-38 and improved to 13-3 on the season. Topping scorers for Crittenden County was Jordan Hodge with 14 and Andrea Federico with 14. Andrea had all of hers in the first half. Elliot Evans pitched in 10 points as the only other player in double figures for the Lady Rockets. So they got up early and led the entire game against Trigg County, which fell to 2-9 on the season. And the Rockets had hoped for a win over Trigg County after getting senior center Jonah Reddick in the lineup for the first time this season. Crittenden County had battled Trigg County to an overtime loss down in Cadiz last month. However, Trigg County got ahead of the Rockets pretty early. And although Crittenden pulled within 11 in the third quarter, they lost the basketball game 65-41 and are now 0-4 in district play. In that game, freshman Drake Young led the scoring with 12 points. He had 4 3-pointers in the contest. In the second region All-A Boys Championship game last night over at Dawson Springs, Lyon County beat Caldwell County 77-54. Livingston Central's girls beat Union County at Smithland 50-43, and the Braves beat the Livingston County Boys. Wrapping things up this morning with college basketball, Travis Perry had a career-high 6 points last night for the Wildcats as Kentucky beat Texas A&M 81-69 at Rupp Arena to improve to 14-3 on the season. That's all I have today. Catch you on Friday. This is Chris Evans with the Crittenden Press.